seriously, Falcon Crest the other night? You know, they got Lauren Hutton on there now. You know, with that great big gap right between her front teeth. No, I just don't understand that. I mean, she's got that little porcelain piece that fits right up there. I've seen her wear it before. You know, why doesn't she have it in?
You know, I really can't say. I guess it's just some knowledge that we'll never be privy to.
Suzanne, what are you doing here? I thought you had an appointment at the masseuse.
I did, but I cut it short. I always do that when I think they might be starting to enjoy themselves too much. I mean, you can never be too careful about those big European women, especially the ones who don't shave under their arms.
I'm sorry I'm late. I had a meeting this morning at Claudia's school. I'm on the committee for the winter carnival dance. She's up for queen, you know.
No, you're kidding. Why didn't you tell us that before?
I don't know. I guess I just forgot. She's going with a real sweet boy, too.
Oh, who is it?
Oh, it's just a teenager. Nobody you'd know. I just met him myself for the first time this morning. I was so impressed. I mean, they're just in junior high, and he just shook my hand and everything.
That is unusual.
Yeah, he's an excellent student, captain of the debate team, runs track, plays football. He's also black.
He's black?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. I was just kind of surprised, that's all.
Well, I don't know why. He's a perfectly wonderful kid. I've never seen a boy that age with manners like that, and he plays football, too. Did I mention that?
Yeah, you did. What position?
Well, I don't know, but I'm sure it's a good one. Seems to do everything well.
Hey, Joe, I don't see a thing wrong with Claudia going to the school dance with her young black friend. I'm sure lots of parents would get all up in arms about it, but I'm glad you're not one of them.
No, I think it's no big deal. That makes two no big deals. Anyway, if y'all need me, I'll be in the storeroom.
Well, I don't know. I mean, these interracial things can get pretty complicated. Did you ever see that movie?
What movie?
Something about, there's some black people coming over for dinner.
Suzanne, really, this is not Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. They're not getting married, for Pete's sake. They're just going to a junior high dance. Claudia, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be in school.
It's an emergency. Kyle's father won't let him take me to the dance.
That's an emergency? Okay, it's an emergency. Why not?
Because he said he doesn't want him going out with white girls. Kyle told me in homeroom.
Well, now, calm down. Maybe he'll change his mind. I mean, the dance until Saturday.
He's not gonna change his mind. Kyle said his father's always been like this.
Well, what's his mother say?
They're divorced. He lives with his father. Anyway, I'm going to withdraw my name from Carnival Queen. And I'm sorry you bought the dress for me, Mom. Maybe you can wear it to something.
Now, don't go giving your dress away yet. What's Kyle's father's name?
Mr. Jarvis.
Do you know his first name?
I think it's Matthew. Why?
Oh, I don't know. I just might have to give our Mr. Matthew Jarvis a call. Did you all let me call that man up? I never dreamed he'd want to meet with me. I just thought, you know, that I'd talk to him on the phone and that would be the end of it. Oh, I hate confrontations.
Excuse me, ladies. I'm looking for Mary Jo Shively.
I'm Mary Jo.
How do you do? Nice to meet you. I'm Matt Jarvis, Kyle's father.
You're Kyle's father?
Yes, I think so. I've been him for some time now.
Good afternoon. I'm Julia Sugarbaker.
Matt Jarvis. How do you do?
Nice to meet you.
Forgive my manners. I am so sorry. This is our other partner, Suzanne Sugarbaker.
It's a pleasure.
Likewise.
Listen, I have to apologize to you, Mrs. Shively. I know we're supposed to have a drink now, but my meeting ran late, and I've got to pick up a client at the airport. Could we possibly meet tonight?
Tonight? Sure. My son has a cold. Would you mind coming to my house for some coffee?
Well, all right. If you're sure, it's no trouble. I'll get the address from Kyle.
Great, then. About 8.
Fine. Listen, I want you to know how much I appreciate your concern about my son not going to this dance with your daughter, and how grateful I am to have an opportunity to explain how I feel about this subject.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm sure whatever your feelings are, that they're valid. Do you prefer decaf?
Yes, I do. I'll look forward to tonight.
See you then.
Ladies?
Matthew?
Charlene? Is that you?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Neither can I.
Do you get
the feeling they know each other.
Well, if they don't, it's a hell of a first meeting.
How long has it been?
Oh, about 10 years. You are still as handsome as ever. Don't tell me you work here in Atlanta.
I sure do. Hyde, Purcell, and Jarvis.
I never knew
you were here.
So, you two know each other?
Know each other? Are you kidding me? This is just one of my most favorite people in the whole entire world. Matt was with the Attorney General's office in Little Rock, and when I was the Secretary at the Capitol, he was famous for never losing a case. Wait a minute. Are you Claudia's friend's daddy?
Yes.
That's the most incredible coincidence.
You know, I was just in Little Rock last week for a Southern Black Leadership Conference.
I know. They made you chairman. I still have my spies.
Well, they couldn't find anybody else dumb enough to accept it.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? Remember that time that Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones were driving through Arkansas on their way to that concert and that state trooper pulled them over? What was his name?
Eddie Childers.
Eddie Childers, that's right. You see, Keith Richards had thrown a soda pop can out the car window, and Eddie pulled them over out in the middle of nowhere, and he told them that littering in Arkansas was a big offense. And they said, wait a minute, you don't understand. You don't know who you're talking to here. This is Mick Jagger.
That's right. No, Eddie said, I don't care if he's Mickey Mouse. In Arkansas, we don't throw trash out on the highway. I'm going to have to run you boys in.
Oh, my gosh. You mean he arrested him?
Oh, yeah. They spent the night in jail and everything. Matt was one of the attorneys they called.
Oh, my gosh. Well, how did it all end?
Well, it ended when somebody finally paid the bail and with Mick purchasing a real big litter bag.
Fascinating story.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things where you kind of had to be there. Hey, listen now. I hate to break up old home week, but I gotta run.
I know. Bye.
My sincere apologies for disrupting your business, ladies.
Oh, don't be silly. Didn't disrupt anything. We were just sitting around talking.
That's right.
Well, I'm looking forward to tonight.
Yes, so am I.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that explains one thing.
What?
Now I know why the sun's so cute.
I try to teach my children to love all people, but I don't teach them that all people are going to love them. Listen, I've spent a lot of time sitting in banquet rooms where I might be the only black face in a sea of 200 or 300 whites. And it's a funny thing sitting in a room like that. You can simultaneously see how far you've come and how far you still have to go.
I just don't see what that has to do with Kyle and Claudia going through a junior high dance.
It's not the dance that's important. It's an attitude that I would be encouraging.
What attitude?
The attitude that just because it's 1987, white people have resolved all of their problems about us. I don't want my children losing that edge, getting caught off guard, getting hurt. I'm sure your daughter wouldn't be the one to do it, but someone else might.
You're also imparting an attitude that it's okay to be racist.
No, I'm saying it's not okay to be naive. Listen, I truly appreciate your concern, but you've been thinking about this for one day. I've been thinking about it all my life. And with all due respect, I don't think you're going to tell me anything new. Although, that doesn't mean I wouldn't like to buy you dinner sometime.
I thought you didn't believe in interracial dating.
I don't. For my children.
Oh. Oh, it's all right for you. Isn't that sort of a double standard?
Yes, but you see, I've already been hurt, so I have nothing to lose. But I expect more for my children.
Well, let me just ask you one question, counselor. I mean, what gives you the right to see whoever you want to, but to eliminate 70 to 80% of the entire population of the United States as potential companions for your children?
That's a very good question, and I have a very short answer. I'm the daddy. All right, I'm being flip. You're right. It's not fair. But it's honestly the safest solution I've come up with to date. And anyway, because of your, shall we say, unrelenting tenacity, I'm going to amend my original position.
Oh, good. And what exactly would that be pursuant to?
In other words, I'm going to make you a deal. Look, I have to be a chaperone at that dance anyway. If you have dinner with me and then be my date for the evening, I'll let Kyle take Claudia.
Why, that's blackmail.
Yes. Rather appropriate, don't you think? Matt.
Okay, Matt. Look, it's either okay for Kyle to take Claudia to the dance, or it's not okay, but it shouldn't have anything to do with us. And I don't think that you should be using your son in that way.
Well, I'm sure my son would be happy to help me get a date. He loves me.
I can't tell if you are putting me on or what.
Only a little. Look, I'll make it even easier for you. Since this has become so important for everyone concerned, I'll let Kyle go, whether you go out with me or not.
Oh, thank you.
Now, will you go out with me?
No. I mean, I can't. I go with someone.
Well, good for you. So do I.
Do you?
Well, yes, I see someone, but that shouldn't preclude you and I going to dinner and chaperoning a junior high dance together. Of course, maybe your guy has you a little more under his thumb.
No. I mean, I make my own decisions. He happens to be out of town right now. He's a talent scout for the Braves. I mean, if I were to go, I would tell him. But I can't, really. It's not because you're black.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better. Thank you. I'd much rather be a jerk.
Does this mean you're not going to let Kyle take Claudia now?
No. I told you they can go. I'm just glad I was finally able to discern your criteria. A junior high dance for a black boy and white girl. That's fine. Kid stuff. Just when adults are involved and the stakes are higher, that's when it's not all right. Is that pretty much it?
Do you use this routine about being black every time you get turned down?
As a matter of fact, I do. I find it saves me from a lot of embarrassment.
I think you are the most infuriating man that I've ever met. I want you to know I was going to vote for Jesse Jackson.
That is politics, Mrs. Shively. We're talking about people. And incidentally, I'd take a guy in a sheet any day over you. I know where he stands. You're the one who's camouflaged. You're exactly the person I worry about my children running into.
I am not a racist.
The question is not, Mrs. Shively, whether or not you're a racist. We're all racist. The question is, what are you going to do about it?
Charlene, I don't care if he is your friend. He is the most arrogant, infuriating person that I have ever been around.
Well, I just don't get it. Everyone I know loves him.
Well, if you do change your mind and decide to go out with him, I don't think you should mention it to Anthony. Might give him ideas. He might start trying to date us himself. What? Oh, Anthony, I didn't hear you come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, let me see if I have this straight. You're worried that if Mary Jo goes out with her black friend, then that might give me ideas and I might start trying to date all of you.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Suzanne, let me give you a little piece of advice, okay?
Okay.
Don't worry about that. If you need me, I'll be outside loading up.
Mary Jo, you know, there is that old saying, methinks she doth protest too much. Do you think that could be the case here?
No, I don't want to go out with Matthew Jarvis. I don't even like him.
Well, I hate to say I told you so, but I said this could get complicated, didn't I? I said it's going to be just like that movie. There's some black people coming over for dinner.
Suzanne, I don't want to hear you call that movie by that name again. We have told you the title. Now, you either say it right or don't say it at all. It just sounds stupid.
I just can't believe that I let him get away with calling me a racist. I mean, me, of all people. If there is one thing that I have taught my children, it is that nobody is any better than anybody else.
Oh, that's not true. I'm better than a lot of people I know.
In what way?
Oh, I don't know. Better looking, better dressed, better hair. Just lots of things.
Listen, just don't look over there anymore. Just pretend that's not going on. We don't hear anything she says, okay? Anyway, Mary Jo, I think Mr. Jarvis is saying that if we are all equal, you can't just say we're equal except when it comes to interracial dating or interracial marriage. I'm sure he feels that to be a little bit equal works as well as being a little bit alive.
Mary Jo, you cannot ask Julia about this stuff. I mean, she marched in Selma, for crying out loud. When she was in college, she got herself arrested all the time.
Julia, I never knew that.
Oh, there was nothing to write home about.
Say that again. About turning mother's hair white. You know, I never thought about this before, but you and Anthony have something in common.
You're both ex-convicts.
I wish we had a trap door and we could just push a button. She'd fall down in the basement.
You know what I can't understand? Is that I gave my permission for Claudia to go with Kyle, and yet I'm the one who's coming out a racist in this deal.
Well, I do think that's unfair, Mr. Jarvis. I mean, obviously, you just don't want to go out with him. Do you?
Well, I don't know. I mean... I guess not.
Mary Jo, what about J.D.?
Well, I called him, and he said that it was all right with him as long as we were just going to get a bite to eat and chaperone a dance.
Yep. Sounds to me like old J.D.'s taking one too many balls to the head.
A trap door would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Y'all stop talking about me over there. Now, listen. You told this guy you can't go, and if you ask me, that's it. I mean, there's no point in you sitting around here being guilty just because he happens to be black. I mean, what if he was a Chinese person or an Eskimo? Would that be your fault, too?
I don't feel guilty.
Well, how do you feel?
I don't know.
A little bit disappointed, like maybe you're missing out on some new opportunity?
Maybe.
Julia, you are just putting words into her mouth. Now, listen, you don't owe this guy anything. You've been very direct with him. Has been my experience that black people always appreciate that. I'll never forget this foreign exchange student we had at Ole Miss. He was from Africa, and his name was K-A-K-I. But everybody pronounced it Cocky. I don't know, he was in training for the diplomatic corps or something like that. Well, anyway, every day in the cafeteria, he'd walk around with his little tray on his head. And everybody'd make fun of him, but nobody'd say anything. So, one day, I just walked right up to him, and I said, Cocky, in this country, we don't walk around with our trays on our heads. You want to get anywhere, you better not either. To this day, I still get letters from him thanking me. Can you imagine? He might have gone to a White House dinner, stuck a platter up there or something.
Thank you, Suzanne, for shedding light on another timely and controversial topic.
I'll tell you what makes me madder than anything is that he had the nerve to compare me to the Ku Klux Klan.
You know, speaking of cafeterias, we had this guy in Poplar Bluff who worked in the high school cafeteria. You know, his name was Billy Faye Hewlett, and he and his mama drove this great big old Hudson.
Charlene, we were not speaking of cafeterias.
What do you mean?
I mean, is this story going to be racially relevant?
I don't know. The Hudson was black. Why can't I just tell the story? It's funny.
Because Mary Jo has wanted help with a personal problem, and all you and Suzanne have managed to do is tell anecdotes about people named Cocky and Billy Faye, somebody, who have absolutely nothing to do with anything.
That's because you didn't let me finish. Anyway, Mary Jo liked this. You know, they had this real narrow garage, and Billy Faye's mama was on the fat side. You know, she insisted they park that Hudson in it, even though it only left a couple inches outside each door. And every day, Billy Faye'd say, Mama, it's not gonna fit. And she'd say, Billy Faye, don't you argue with me. You put that car in that garage.
One day, he parked the car in there. Well, you know, I just love to hear the end of this story, but I've got to run an errand.
Now?
Yep, it's personal.
What's a big secret? I mean, where's she going, for counseling or something?
No, she's running away from home because that's where you all have driven her. Mary Jo, may I just say one thing about your errands?
Sure.
Well, it occurs to me that it would be highly unusual for you to have raised a daughter who has any more courage of her convictions than her mother.
Thank you.
Good luck.
It's all your fault she left Charlene. If you hadn't started telling that stupid story about Billy Faye and his fat mama trying to stick their car in a garage somewhere. You know, this is not what the rest of us come to work for.
Well, what a pleasant surprise.
Don't get up and don't act surprised either. I'm sure that you were expecting me to come around because you knew that I would be feeling guilty and defensive. And I just want you to know that I've been thinking about what you said all day. And I don't think that I am guilty. Not in the first degree.
If this is going to be a long explanation, perhaps we'd be more comfortable over there.
No, thank you. I don't think that it would be possible to be comfortable around you. Anyway, this is what I want to say, and it's not an excuse. I grew up in a very small town that had very few blacks and only one Jewish person, Sidney Garfinkel, who in the local shoe stores, mostly ladies' shoes, but later he got into fine apparel. You know,
is there going to be a quiz afterward?
I'm sorry, I think the people I work with are beginning to rub off on me. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that I've had very little firsthand knowledge of race relations because there weren't many, so to speak. In fact, I just never given it much thought until this thing with Kyle and Claudia. I mean, it's just something that had never come up, and I kind of didn't want it to come up because it's an unknown thing to me, and I've always been afraid of the unknown. Can you understand that?
Yeah, I can understand.
Good, because I have a proposal for you.
Shoot.
Maybe before I do that, I should tell you one other thing about my past. I did have a black mammy.
No kidding. I did, too. Now, tell me about that proposal.
Well, what I propose is that we stop being afraid of each other, and I also propose that we just kind of throw caution to the wind and go to the big dance with each other. That is, if you haven't asked somebody else already.
I think that could be arranged. Listen. I want you to know that I really appreciate your coming here today.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. At first, I thought you were just terribly cute. But now I find myself beginning to like you a lot.
Who knows? We might even become friends. Wouldn't that be scandalous?
Yeah. In fact, we could have an even bigger problem on our hands.
Oh, what's that?
Who's going to be our chaperone?
I don't know about you, but I've had it. What time is it?
It's 12:15. I've got basketball practice in the morning. Let's make a pact, okay? The next time we come to a dance, let's go with people our own age, okay?
Okay. It is kind of embarrassing, isn't it?